Hello. Welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about the Winklevoss twins. The Winklevoss twins. If you saw the movie The Social Network, you know that they went to school with Mark Zuckerberg, at least for a little while at Harvard, and they were there at the beginning of Facebook in one form or another. The lawsuit they had amongst themselves was the centerpiece of the movie, The Social Network. And so many people know who they are because of that movie. But in reality, the Winklevoss twins also invest quite a bit in high-tech startups. And so there's an interesting case that popped up in the news, and I thought that you might want to know about this, because the Winklevoss twins sued somebody for defamation. And that lawsuit got thrown out by a court saying that they can't sue for defamation in the way they phrased it, because they're famous. And there's a different standard for defamation if you are a public figure or if you are just somebody else, okay? So brothers Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss cannot sue an angry former business partner because they are public figures, an appeals court has determined. The 6'5" identical twins gained their fame after suing Mark Zuckerberg, saying that he stole their idea to create Facebook when they were all attending Harvard. And they brought the defamation case against Todd Steinberg, who said they backed out of a $500,000 investment deal for a startup called Ease that delivers pot to customers. What will they think of next? Last month, the First Department Appeals Court upheld a lower court's decision to toss the defamation part of the suit, ruling that the 37-year-olds are public figures, since they garnered fame after going to the Olympics as rowers and being portrayed by Armie Hammer in the Facebook origin film The Social Network. And they believe, and this is according to the news, that the gentlemen are Bitcoin billionaires because of their early investments in Bitcoin. They think that they actually became billionaires in 2017. More recently, their efforts to establish themselves in the world of investing and their media exposure led the court to deem them as public figures, the ruling says. Public figures have to prove defamatory statements were made with actual malice. And by the way, this malice in this sense is not the same malice they have in, you know, premeditated murder, malice aforethought. It's very, very confusing. It's one of the most annoying things about the law is the fact that malice has different meanings in different settings like this. But public figures have to prove defamatory statements were made with actual malice in order for defamation claims to stick. And the quote is, to withstand dismissal of their defamation claim, plaintiffs, the Winklevosses, needed to allege that defendant published the statements at issue with actual malice, which is either they had knowledge the statements were false, or they made the statements with reckless disregard for the truth. And the argument, at least on the appeals court level, was that they didn't even allege it properly. Now, the unfortunate thing, I found a couple different articles about this ruling from the court, but nobody gave the exact quotes as to what the Todd Steinberg, what he had allegedly said. Because that's always the interesting thing, is when you have to look exactly what the words are that somebody said. And, you know, there's a bunch of different things that you can say about somebody that are not actionable, like insults, for instance. You know, if somebody calls you stupid, you might not like it. You might not be stupid, but it's obviously an opinion and it's an insult. You can't sue somebody for that. But on the other hand, if they make an objectively false statement about you that harms your reputation and depends on whether you're a public figure or not, then you might be able to go after them for that. So the thing about it is that the Winklevoss twins sued Todd Steinberg for statements that they alleged he had made, and the court said what you've alleged here doesn't fit because you guys are public figures. So Steinberg said, this is a complete victory over their frivolous, malicious attempts to bully me into silence and into not pursuing them for their breach of contract to purchase my Ease shares, Steinberg told the Post, referring to the marijuana delivery app startup that sparked the case. Sparked, get it? I hope that going forward, the Winklevosses will think twice. They're twins. Will think twice before seeking to bully others who have genuine issues with and claims against their business practices, and that people will now feel safer to come forward given this milestone ruling, Steinberg added. Well, Steinberg might be getting ahead of himself here because all that happened here was the defamation suit got thrown out, but he still has a pending lawsuit against them that's, you know, still going to get heard eventually. Part of the Winklevoss's lawsuit also remains regarding the dispute over $180,000 in losses that Steinberg said he incurred when new investors bought the shares for less than the brothers were slated to pay for them. They say they don't owe Steinberg anything. So the allegation appears to be that Steinberg had a block of shares in this pot delivery startup app, Ease. And he claims he had an agreement to sell those to the Winklevoss twins, and that agreement was, you know, binding in a legal sense. And of course, they're saying that no, they never had any such agreement. That'll get litigated. But he's claiming that he then had to sell the shares elsewhere for less money, and now he wants a difference. And interestingly enough, in straight contract law, that is a potentially good argument. If somebody has a legally binding enforceable contract with you to buy something from you and they breach that agreement, sometimes people will just sit there and go, hey, they broke the agreement. I'm going to sue them now. And a court might look at you and say, wait, you want us to punish them and make them pay you the money that they owe you, but you didn't do anything to mitigate your damages. What did you do to mitigate your damages? So to mitigate your damages in a situation like that, you take what they would have bought and try to sell it to somebody else. And if somebody else buys it for $500,000, then theoretically you'd have no damages. So that's another question always is, well, you guys sold it for, this guy sold his stuff for $180,000 in losses. Was that reasonable? And then, of course, the question is that still the Winklevoss's fault? Because they're saying that they never had any such type of an agreement. So a lawyer for the Winklevoss's, who settled their suit against Zuckerberg for $65 million back in the day, did not immediately return a request for comment. And again, although journalists love to get those attorneys who like to talk, sometimes attorneys don't speak the press because it doesn't matter what the press says, doesn't matter what people on videos say, doesn't matter what people on Twitter say. All that matters is what happens in the courtroom. And if this guy's confident he's got a good case, go into court, hash it out there, and if you win, you win, you walk out. Then you might talk to the press. You might just say, hey, you know, something we won. Let's go home now and celebrate. So in case you're curious about that $65 million the Winklevosses got, it was $20 million in cash and $45 million in Facebook stock. So right now, this lawsuit is still proceeding, but the portion of the lawsuit regarding the defamation claims made by the Winklevoss twins has been dismissed, and that's because a court ruled that they were, in fact, public figures. So if they were not public figures, it might be a different case. And so if you simply defame somebody who's just an average person, not a public figure, the standard's going to be a little lower for them to pursue you. But we just have this weird distinction in America, and it comes from a case, I believe it's New York Times versus Sullivan, that talks about if somebody's a public figure, they got to be able to understand they're going to have to put up with a little bit more just criticism and so on. The bigger question nowadays is how do you define a public figure? And the courts grapple with this every time this comes up. But, you know, is somebody a public figure if they get thrust into the spotlight, you know, versus somebody who is looking for fame, okay? So, you know, somebody who's got an Instagram account and they're, you know, putting up selfies every single day and they've got, you know, millions of followers and are making money by putting their face all over the internet, probably gonna be able to say that they are in fact a public figure. On the other hand, what about somebody who gets thrust into the spotlight, either because they're a victim of a crime or they were just at some event where they just happened to wind up on camera and become famous? And, you know, so I don't think there's necessarily bright lines on that. It's almost like a case-by-case analysis. But with respect to the Winklevoss twins, well, yeah, they're in the movie. you could argue and say they didn't want that necessarily. But then they also went to the Olympics. And I guess they're hard to miss, 6'5" and identical twins. But the court has, in fact, ruled, and it got upheld at least once on appeal, that they are, in fact, public figures. So that's what's happening with the Winklevoss twins. I'll follow that. And if I can find the exact language that was at issue there, I might do a follow-up on this. So questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later.